Okay. All right, set the machine. This is an electropsychometric session of scouting the Battle of Universes, battling Mesto and certain other universes of which we know not much of this moment. We'll know a great deal more. Sue has got me on the machine. We're scouting out an entity which we've got trapped here, several of them. Oh, we got them trapped, all right. The only possible way they'd have would just be to run. The second they started to run out of the Mesh Universe, they'd have to take every entity in the Mesh Universe with them. That'd make them very upset. All right. Now, what do we got so far? Give me that dropper. Let me get a dropper.
Okay.
We got this being hooked up to this machine. Okay. You say when it drops.
It's dropping.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we're not getting a characteristic swing here,
are we?
That's
what I was noticing. See the swing of the entities are. Is some entity in operation there?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the way the needle reacts when an entity is in control?
No entity in control of this needle.
Is this a theta reaction?
Yeah, they'd all like to say yes. Yeah, yeah, this is a theta reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big
the
theta
needle's
reaction.
Dropping.
Hmm?
I'm just saying.
But somebody turned out a field.
That's what I know. Because we're getting a typical reaction that we have been getting. No answer. Oscillation.
Well, if somebody hooked this thing in, now we will now hook it out. Okay, what do you got?
The needle is rising and falling.
It's oscillating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a little bit too cute. The second we get ready to make a tape on this stuff we've been discovering, we're nothing but an oscillation.
It's the same one that we...
I am, for the first time in ages, completely without a somatic.
Really? Big drop in tone. Can the entities answer now to the questions?
Let me see if the thing is slopping around. Would have stopped the characteristic vibration, hadn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I got a notion they're all standing about 20 feet from me, at least.
Deserted you. What did you think of?
I thought of a sinking ship, but that is not answering. It's just a characteristic swing.
I don't think we're going to get anything. All right, I'm one of your entities to answer the question here. Is the Mass Universe a creation of Theia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The meeting is dropping.
Yeah, we're just starting to get tone reactions in spite of everything here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we got this entity backed off the map now. We got him. He was starting to turn on a somatic. The second he started to turn on a somatic, we went out of the field. Okay, just ask me the questions, we'll watch the meeting.
Okay. What's the purpose of these entities in the Mass Universe?
Destroy it.
Big tone drop.
Not big tone drop, just big drop.
Big drop, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the Mesh Universe is a creation of the Theta Universe. Bang.
Then their basic purpose is to destroy Theta?
Defeat it.
Defeat it.
You couldn't destroy it. It's indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
That's much to their sorrow.
Uh-huh. What's their chief point of anger?
Not getting the drops. Big drop.
Big drop.
Yes. Go on.
What's their main purpose in attacking the best universe now?
Destroy it.
Well, I mean, did it do anything to their universes?
Yeah.
What happened to their universes? Drop in time.
What happened to him? I don't know what happened to him. Well, I can sort of get a vision of the messed universe spreading and spreading, and it going across black stratas. And it starts across these black stratas, and whenever it does that, it's wiping out somebody else's universe. The messed universe is an expanding universe, and it's set into the other universes to such a degree that it's just a heck of a note. And it was started out by Theta.
Drop, yeah.
But we just did fine. We made it what was called a universe. Give it a drop.
The needle's dropping. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, what are these entities? What are they made out of?
Is this a method of striping? You're not saying drop on it?
No.
Okay. Because you want this on the tape.
Okay.
Tape can't see. Well, here we made this what we've been calling home universe. That's actually the messed universe.
Dropping.
And it was actually the home universe, and we were just getting along fine. And the reason we shelved off and started to make the home universe, and so on, dropped off the main body of Theta, is because Theta started expanding. No more than that, it just started expanding. I think there was probably something wrong in its vicinity or something of the sort.
The needle's rising.
There was something wrong in its vicinity.
It dropped now. What was wrong in its vicinity?
It was getting encroached on. So the divide and rule is the whole modus operandi of the other universes. They start dividing up the main body of Theta to some degree. No drop. Anyway, the Theta universe just suddenly got ambitious and decided to make a universe and fix up everything. And
the needle drops down.
Yeah, it started making big universe, and it made what you've been talking about, we've been talking about, as the home universe. Nice aesthetic, very constructive, thought pools, and that sort of thing. And it started spreading.
Creation by thought, chiefly. What did you think of? We're kind of dropping it.
We're getting an oscillation of the needle.
Into the field now?
There's something subdividing off this current. I can sort of feel it throwing away.
Big drop in the wheel.
Mm-hmm. They're really trying to handle this current like mad. But we know much more about the mess universe. We know all about the mess universe. It's just these damn things that keep us from knowing about our own universe.
Big drops. And
now here we are. Here we are going into the what we call a Theta universe, which is the messed universe. But all we were doing, we just would throw out some chaos and then straighten it up. And that's our modus operandi.
Needle drops.
All right. The modus operandi of just throwing out something and building.
Bam, all the way down.
Throwing out something and then building on it. And then throwing out something and then building on it. And throwing out something and building on it. That's the way we're proceeding. And all of a sudden, our universe that we were building encroached upon, lent itself as prey to, began to be preyed upon. I guess it actually encroached upon, or moved into, or expanded into.
Or did it begin attacking?
Maybe it just started attacking these other universes.
Wham!
Wham. All right, it started attacking these other universes and trying to mold it in line. It started attacking like mad, and started going into these other universes, started moving in on them.
Big drop.
Because that was all the raw material there was. Ah, yeah. That was all the raw material there was. Okay, just start using them as raw material. Not quite it. It just start using them, incorporating them into the messed universe. Did something with
it. Did it find a useful purpose for them in the messed universe?
Tried to. That's characteristic of fate. It'll try to use everything.
Is that where it made its big mistake?
They didn't make any mistake.
Well, had they put the...
Fate is winning. Bang.
Bang.
But Theta had to learn all these laws and rules, but it really didn't have to learn any of the laws and rules at all, because it made the laws and rules.
Well, what happened to Theta that these entities can have such an effect?
Well, in one day, all of a sudden, these other universes started throwing in shock troops. They actually did just start throwing in troops.
Big drops.
Entities.
Do they,
And they started throwing in entities, and these entities kept enforcing time upon Theta. But Theta started enforcing time on them. No drop.
No drop.
So the time was enforced. Theta is without time, and these other universes started adding time into it. For time is an invention of Theta.
No drop.
Well, I guess I'd be talking from the Theta side right now. They don't know where time came from. These entities don't know where time came from either. Crash.
Big drop. Did they create time?
Big drop. They created time. Everything was beautifully simultaneous till they came along.
They made everything grow old?
Tried to make everything grow old. They tried to make everything get antique and deteriorated. No.
No drops.
They tried to use the universe themselves. No. They tried to destroy and roll up the Theta universe, which is the messed universe. The Theta universe actually made the messed universe, and it became modified by the other universes.
No drop.
Well, and then the messed universe, we've gotten a drop on this, is just the straight creation of Theta. Crash. Messed universe is just a straight creation of Theta, and it's working busily with the messed universe, and it's putting it together, and putting, hanging up stars and space and time. I guess space was already there. Nope.
No.
Time was already there. Nope. Well, it hung up space and time, and this was very antipathetic to these other entities. So they're going to misuse and warp time. Misuse it. They make Theta misuse its time. Anything which you figure Theta is doing would be anything which you consider constructive. Anything building, expanding, creation, aesthetics. Well, maybe. According to that, there was no needle drop there.
No,
just according to aesthetics. Aesthetics alone. Theta is interested in aesthetics alone. And other entities came in and made it hard for Theta entities to survive in its own universe. Little drop.
Small drop.
Theta is trying to survive in its own universe.
Crash, huh?
Crash. And it's under very heavy attack. Maybe the attack isn't as heavy as we'd like to think.
Do the entities like to make us think that it's pretty heavy?
No, they want us to think it's very light. They don't want us to think there's any attack at all. They don't want us to believe there's any attack.
Is there a chief line of attack on the messed universe?
They're trying to make Theta believe the messed universe isn't worthwhile.
Big needle drop.
Trying to make Theta believe that its universe isn't worthwhile, it isn't worth doing, and we ought to all go out and do something else, and there's no purpose in it or anything else. And the purpose is to build a universe. Crash.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the purpose is to build a universe. And that's Theta's purpose. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. And the only whys you get, why are we surviving? Why are we here? Why this? Why that? These people aren't building a universe and aren't interested in building a universe at all. They're M-Theta people. They're very much in control of M-Theta, and there might be such a thing as an entire M-Theta being. Bang. Little drop?
Just a small drop. Mm-hmm.
Well, my entities wouldn't know too much about this, except maybe people like Sarah. But these things don't quite respond on thought, emotion, and effort. They're indestructible.
Drop them,
they don't change in tone. Their tone is below 2. No, they don't change in tone. They don't fit on the tone scale too well. They don't get the band. What we've got is interbulative theta. That is, theta affected by these things will vary on the tone scale.
Drop. One small drop.
And one after the other, you'll get affected theta. So that you're actually observing theta, which has been dragged down more and more and more. And it isn't the messed universe entering into theta. Yes, it is. Oh, I see. What they're doing is bunching up, big drop,
mm-hmm.
What they're doing is bunching up theta and the messed universe and trying to keep theta from telling the difference between it. Pull it off the pin. They try to keep theta from telling the difference between itself and messed.
Chiefly in the living being.
In the living being. They're trying to convince it that it isn't motivated.
Big drop.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's empties. There's several of them in one person.
Seven. They've been added from time to time. There's 6. 6 entities or 7 entities. There could be 80 entities. There could be hundreds of entities. There could only be 1 entity. I don't think there's any standard number because they come and go. The drop is they're not answering. We know how many there are already. We've already scouted it. Crash,
huh?
There's a standard number of maybe 3 in the stomach. One of those is the theta being. One of the stomach beings is more or less theta. There's a certain amount of theta in each one of the cells. Click.
Yes, sir.
A certain amount of theta in the native body. In the body itself. And when you have theta trying to escape from the body, do all this sort of thing, it's actually an M-theta being. That's the ambition of the N-theta being, not the ambition of theta. Theta can walk in and out of its body, but N-theta beings are so damn fast at taking over a body that the theta's got to be very, very watchful about the whole thing so it doesn't leave its body. But the N-theta being is trying to convince theta that it has to take care of its body. We're not getting very many drops in this sequence.
No.
It only has a very low degree of truth. There's something wrong in it. There's something about theta. Theta could get out of its body. As a matter of fact, theta doesn't need a body.
No God.
Theta needs a body. Theta's got to have a body. Well, bodies have got to take up this thing. Maybe bodies are entity creations. Oh.
And drop in time.
Oh, boy.
And drop in.
And as a matter of fact, it might be a big drop in tone. In other words, the body is created by N-theta beings. And theta is occupying it. And these N-theta beings have forced pieces of theta into these bodies because they won't motivate otherwise.
Well, that is to me as if they're winning out.
Well, they think they're winning on that basis, but I think there's a deeper significance in what theta is doing. Look what theta is doing right now. We got to untangle that point. What is that point now?
About the bodies.
Bodies are by N theta being.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the N theta being is merely like to have you believe the body is by it. There's a secret about bodies. We got a big drop on N theta beings created the body. Well, I get it. They didn't create the body. They usurped the body. They made the body necessary. In some way, an N theta being made a body necessary to theta. Well, we keep picking up theta beings trapped in bodies.
Mm-hmm. Is there just a confusion between theta and the body? It's caused by entities, needle drops.
There's a confusion between N theta beings and the body. N theta beings love bodies, though. Because bodies originally meant theta.
Well, they have caused a confusion between the body and theta.
And the theta.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the body and the theta, there is a vast difference between a theta being and a body.
Mm-hmm.
A body and a theta being.
Small drop.
There's a difference between the two of them, very definitely. And they've made theta believe that the body is theta.
Well, what are these entities composed of?
Black stuff.
Well, what would you call this black stuff?
Oh, 81st universe stuff and drop.
Drop.
29th universe stuff, and I got a 15th universe stuff, and a 21st universe stuff. A 33 universe? Is there a 33 universe?
No drop.
No.
They come from a lot of different universes.
Well, sure. They've just taken up a hell of a lot of little petty principalities and disorganized them. These universes have different times and different spaces and different this. They can get into the messed universe. They can get into the messed universe. There is a door, a hole in space by which they could get into the Theta universe.
No drop
on that. No drop. Well, Theta trapped them. You got a drop.
Mm-hmm. So just a minute. We will find out about this. What is Theta up to here?
All right. Theta trapped them. Maybe Theta's used them as bodies. Dang.
Big dog.
Maybe Theta puts them in the body to do something with the body.
You got a drop on that. What would
maybe they're supposed to walk around as a body. Maybe they're just sort of slaves. Maybe they're under terrific compulsion to have bodies.
Do they hold the body together?
Yes. They're slaves.
Then do they take the power away from Theta?
Well, they're trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Theta's reached out and picked them up. Now they're trying to contribulate this by saying that the Theta and the M-Theta are the same thing or something. But there's such a thing as this it makes a body. And the Theta is a sort of a guard on that body. No, no drop.
Did Theta, first of all, give a line of duties to these entities, and they gradually started taking control?
I think it's very possible. I think it's very possible they do their job too well.
Mm-hmm.
They're maybe under compulsion by Theta.
You got a doctor.
Each one's been given a duty. And Theta put them in the body, one way or the other. But what Theta hasn't realized, and Theta really hasn't realized this, is that there's too much of this sort of thing. It's too much. You put these things together in a body, and so you get a body. Then this body had better be under control of a Theta being. But I think Theta beings are waking up on schedule.
Needle keeps rising.
It's entities that you can ship around from one person to another.
Small drop.
It's entities that you can shoot from B to somebody else.
Well, what are some of the characteristics?
Theta beings, though, can be hypnotized and they go to sleep.
No drop on this.
Theta beings can't be hypnotized. Entities could be hypnotized.
Still no
drop. You had one drop there, didn't you?
No.
Theta beings could be hypnotized? These M-Theta beings that we're questioning just don't know.
You got a tiny flick.
They hope.
What do you think of?
I didn't know that was a drop in your motion of anything. Which was it?
It was emotional.
So what was the question?
No, because I asked, what did you think of?
I told you. It's on the tape. What did you say? Mm. Well, M-Theta beings could certainly be hypnotized. Maybe they can't be hypnotized. Why does a big confusion go on?
Do they try to make Theta think that it's been hypnotized?
They could. Maybe Theta makes Theta think it's been hypnotized, so it'll keep on working. Maybe Theta tries to keep itself from knowing what it's doing.
There we got a drop in here.
Because if it didn't keep itself from knowing what it was doing, it'd get all upset with these entities. So once you're getting a drop out of there, Theta has a terrific impulse to handle these entities, manhandle them, and so forth.
Well, why doesn't Theta just get rid of them now? I mean, kick them out.
Need to.
What do we have to do? Rehabilitate all these entities in the body?
Mm-mm. Nickel a billion. They have no value. Why, oh, you mean why doesn't the Theta being kick them out of the body?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Why doesn't the guy fire all his servants? Was that it?
No, you didn't get an answer. Do they have Theta fooled into believing that they have some very great value?
I think of recent times.
Where are we going to drop?
The end Theta beings. I don't know whether you're moving that thing or not. I think of recent times, M-Theta beings have been triumphing in certain locales over Theta. And I think Earth is a prison planet, to some degree, because the M-Theta beings have pretty well won out over the people that are here.
Well, we got a big drop, aren't we?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
M-Theta beings have won out over the people who are here. And what I got a drop on is that, now we can do a real rehabilitation job. We're off in this corner of the universe, and we can do a rehabilitation job of straightening out these M-Theta beings from Theta. Because all the M-Theta beings that are around are here that are out of line. Mutiny. We may be the products of a mutiny. Or by M-Theta beings mutinied or something of the sort. They wouldn't do what they were told.
No problem.
Guys that are all loused up, psychotic, M-Theta beings that are in charge of bodies, M-Theta beings that would get into charge of bodies.
They got tanks, like.
M-Theta beings that would take over bodies and wouldn't obey Theta. This is the story of King Solomon and the genies. And M-Theta beings got to be able to say, I hear and obey, and smack and pop and click his heels and go on his way. But the M-Theta beings that we have down on here on Earth wouldn't. We talk about King.
I had to tell the needle drop.
Well, we talk about King Solomon, big drop here. We talk about King Solomon's conquest of the genies, and how he sent them all off into a certain portion of the desert. They all revolted, and then he beat them all up and threw them off into a certain corner of the world. And there they went, and they finally had to surrender. And you can go out and pick up jars and all sorts of things now in the Arabian Sea, and look all over, you'll find out. You've got M-Theta beings in them. The demons, genies, jinns, marines, curries.
Big drop only calling the names.
Well, that's what Theta did.
Uh-huh.
Now, Theta, sitting way out in space out someplace, other planets and so forth, just all of a sudden says, well, the hell with these bodies and beings. We've got a heck of a lot of Theta beings who have been beaten by M-Theta beings.
Bang.
And the battleground is too rough, and these things have mutinied, and let's put them all in one place and lock them onto Earth. Yeah, they got to stay on Earth till we get them straightened out. And we'll send somebody down there sooner or later, and he'll straighten them out.
We're getting drops of needle and all this material here.
We'll send somebody down there someday, and he'll straighten them all out, and that'll be the end of that. And all the M-Theta beings will all be polished up and in good shape. But that is the whole and complete project. It's not necessary. It's partly the rehabilitation of the Theta beings that have suffered, and partly the problem, how do you control an M-Theta being that's gone out of control? And I think Theta must have known this for a long while. Crash. Theta's known this for a long while, and only Theta that's down here on Earth is don't know Theta.
Big drop.
Oh, one of the reasons why the people here on Earth won't know is so the M-Theta beings won't find out and revolt further. So people here on Earth are not supposed to know. The Theta beings, the destroyed Theta beings, or the bummed up Theta beings that are down here on Earth right now,
bang,
have promised not to know.
Drop again.
They promised not to know.
Each time he says they promise not to know, the needle goes all the way to the end of the dial.
They're escorts. They're prisoner chasing, actually. But they were guys that were completely loused up by M-theta beings. They were theta beings that were all loused up, dropped. All loused up by M-theta beings. And the M-theta beings had pretty well conquered them. They were subservient, degraded theta beings that had been walked over the top of, maybe. No?
No.
Well, they were asleep.
No.
Now, any one of these combos, an M-theta being and his six servants, drop. Is that enough?
That was a drop, yeah.
An M-theta being and his six servants. Yeah, a theta being. A sleep theta being and his six servants.
There we get the job. Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe there's more than six.
Oh, you did, is that?
Mm-hmm. See, every theta being was served by six M-theta beings.
Now the job.
And he picked them up here, man. But M-theta beings here and there gotten something on theta beings so they could blackmail them. They could hold somatics in on them. They could do all sorts of tricks with them. Getting no drugs.
No drugs.
These theta beings had gone to sleep.
That's where we get the drugs.
Theta beings had gone to sleep and they were no longer able to control the M-theta beings. So they were thrown down here.
Crash.
And that's why this is a prison planet, and that's what's wrong with people on it. The problem is, then, is how to wake up these theta beings. The problem is how to wake up these theta beings and put under control all these N-theta beings.
Crash.
Mars has been shipping things in here. Mars is actually theta-operated.
What's the new problem?
Venus. Ruler. Head now is theta operating.
Slide.
The beings on Venus are not, they're M theta beings and theta beings. Theta being with six servants. These things run errands, messages, and they bring in things, and they're trained. No drops. They hold together bodies for them.
That's the job.
They hold together bodies. They hold together mess. Are you right, Father?
What?
An M-theta being commanded to hold together a mountain, like you use a safety pin. No drop.
No drop.
They hold bodies together. They take care of procreation.
Slack
prison. M-theta beings get very easily aberrated on the second dynamic.
The needle suddenly went very still and started rising. They don't like this to be known, I suppose.
No, they're very second dynamic-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Where they get, and where an M-theta being would get looped up on the second dynamic and where it had something on a theta being on the second dynamic, theta being was immediately sent to Earth.
Bang.
Purity. Where a theta being's purity on the second dynamic had been contaminated, he came under the control of M-theta beings.
No God.
No, he came under control of his own M-theta beings. His own M-theta beings had something on him, like black man. No drop. Have something on him like that. Anyway, become contaminated. The M-theta beings would become loused up on the second dynamic.
They drop. Then would the theta being punish its own self by coming down
there? Yeah, I guess so. It would surrender to it. It would agree to it. But it wouldn't even be asked to agree to it. Because it would be out of communication with its other theta being.
Yeah, you have to drop. Mm-hmm. Would it take itself out of communication with other theta beings?
It would drop out of communication with it. It wouldn't take itself out.
Well, okay.
Drop. This squad communication, it'd get down on an M-theta monkey up level.
Drop there. Well, how about giving some characteristics of these in-theta beings?
They all got orders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a standard set of them in a body. No drop. Everybody has its own set. Well, maybe these things are just... Maybe they hear orders from other bodies and they think these are orders from theta beings. Crash. No drop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They think they're orders from theta beings. And so they obey. And where you've got a mother, for instance, who is... This is the dwindling spiral that they were trying to get out of the society in the Theta universe. Off Earth.
We've got a small dot.
Because you have mothers, and they start going on this M-Theta line. It's where a body has become terrifically unbalanced as far as its M-Theta control is concerned. M-Theta control. Body gets unbalanced. All of a sudden, an M-theta being is in there, and it's people who louse people up that are down here. Crash.
Mm-hmm.
People that louse people up. All people are here. There's practically no theta beings. There have been 3 or 4 attempted rescues down here. Each time it goes off haywire, it gets into religion. These M-theta beings are controllable by religion. I think there was an experiment one time which was a religious experiment.
Drop the needle
dropping. Big experiment on religion.
Is that when Christianity came into being?
That's an empty operation. No doubt?
Slight.
Well, it's got to be an empty operation.
Mm-hmm.
Empty. The empty is actually like anything that is under duress. These empty beings, we shouldn't be calling them empty beings. Well, I'll be calling them targs. That's the proper name.
Crash, huh?
Targs. Some of them are targs. There are several other kinds. There are other kinds than targs.
Where'd you get the name targ?
That's common in a lot of Theta languages. It means slave. In Theta slave.
You gotta drop. Yeah.
Lower order slave.
Mm-hmm.
Body holder, horse holder, boot polisher. Well, Theta's really riding over in country, but this happens in Earth here. I guess there may be some other prison planets out by stars somewhere.
Are there any other planets which are prisons?
I think flying saucers right now just come in to dump off more Theta beings.
That's
I mean, dump off more M-theta beings, targs.
Mm-hmm.
So they get, what's dropping on there is targ-ridden.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disease. Somebody gets targ-ridden. Gets unbalanced. Now the thing to do is not so much to know how to get rid of the targs, but how to straighten out targs. No drop.
You're a targ. You're a targ who wants to be straightened out.
Huh?
You're a targ who wants to be straightened out.
They want the theta being straightened out. No, they got to control the theta being or die.
Mm-hmm.
These have been so disobedient. The trouble with them is that they're under terrific conservation. You can't kill them. You can banish them. But they keep theta blind. They're blind theta, so Earth is a special project.
Slight problem.
Well, there's no problem about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know what makes a targ operate. He operates just like a theta level being operated. He gets aberrated. He goes down to the scale. He gets stuck in incidents. You get no drop on any of that.
No.
Theta beings get stuck in incidents.
Slight, yeah.
I guess targs have a different method of remembering.
Maybe you got a drop.
Maybe it's a targ that has the facsimile.
No drop.
Well, theta being has the facsimile then.
The targ employs the facsimile against the theta being.
No, the targ employs the theta being's facsimiles against the theta being.
There you go.
That's why you get engrams into restimulation they won't knock out. This is one crack, though, that Theta didn't know. Theta hasn't gone on this track on the clock. Because it's never had much trouble with targets before. I guess it didn't know what the targets start to do. Maybe there's a secret society of cards that suddenly started up and messed up a lot of Theta beings. But the central problem is, how do you handle and straighten out cards? No. The central problem is, how do you straighten up Theta beings? How do you wake up Theta beings who have been run down by cards?
There.
That's it. Because if the Theta being gone away, they have no trouble controlling the Targ. If the Theta being gone away, well, there isn't a Targ anywhere around here would dare do anything.
Bang.
Theta beings can do things to them.
Mm-hmm.
Crash. Theta beings can put them in agony just by looking at them.
Bang.
Yeah, you just look at them and they go boom. The thought of being looked at by a Theta being, or examined, or questioned by a Theta being. Theta beings can see right through them, spin them out. There's a trick, sort of turning them around. And you look at them and they suddenly start to spin. And they'll fly into a million pieces and just become pieces of the Theta universe.
Drop.
I guess they're composited out of the Theta universe, some of them. No drop.
No. Why did you think that?
Nothing. I put my fingers on the camera.
Oh.
Well, I thought of them. That way you can't get any good management. Everybody you've got is card written. The one thing that the card will not let you do under any circumstances is win. The card is against all construction.
Crash. Mm-hmm.
Because the Targ is a slave. And construction makes the Targ sweat. It's very aesthetic to the Theta being, but it makes the Targ sweat. Targ is the guy who does the work. I guess not. Well, these Targs won't admit they ever had any work.
Are they afraid they'll have to work?
They're afraid they'll have to work. Yeah, they're afraid I'll find out they can work. Look at that drop. They're afraid I'll find out they can work. They're like a bunch of... Look at that drop. They're like a bunch of labor leaders. Old union guys.
Big rise in tone.
Big rise in tone.
Yeah.
Oh, they're proud of the union. Workers of the world, oh, unite. Hey, right. Communism is a Targ philosophy. Theta beings never work. Big rise in tone. They're proud of communism. Says so.
Yeah.
Communism is their great success. That's why anybody who thinks in this society is immediately attacked. You're surrounded by cards. You know what's liable to happen right now?
Big drop, no.
You know, I'm about 30% awake right this minute. I'm just liable to tell all these cards where they go. I'm surprised somebody hasn't sent a Theta being down here to just look at all these cards and put them in their places. There was something wrong with it. Ah, your Theta being... Crash.
Yeah.
Your Theta being, who has never been Targ-ridden, did not understand how the Targ ever got in control. Little Crash. He understood that the Targ did get in control, but he didn't know the mechanism by which he got in control, so he didn't think a Targ could get out of line.
Big drop.
And the Theta beings thought that the Theta beings had gone out of line. They condemned the people who were on Earth, the Theta beings who were on Earth, because they didn't think a Theta being, they didn't think a Targ could ever get that good. They had philosophies about it. They have never understood this.
Mm-hmm.
Because your Theta being, who has never been Targ-ridden, would not know what a Targ-ridden Theta being was. Just incapable of understanding. So that's why the only people you find on Earth are people who have suffered from degradation. amongst the Targs, you will not find one Theta being. In other words, we talk about this prostitute or that prostitute, we talk about them as personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they have personalities. We've seen them in marketplaces, we've seen them hauling food and freight along roads in other societies. We've seen them in armies of Targs. We're not getting any drops. You know why that is? I don't think any of these Targs would admit to it. They wouldn't admit to ever having been slaves. They'd like me to have me think they'd all been gentlemen. Big drop.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all been gentlemen polishing their fingers and so on.
Well, that's very confusing.
They're monkeys.
They're proud of workers and communism and so forth and so on, and yet they like me.
Oh, they've never had their hands dirty. They wouldn't go out and wash the car for me.
No.
They wouldn't wash the car. They wouldn't do anything like that. They wouldn't mop the floor. Actually, do you know what you could do with a Targ? A Targ can do poltergeist. If he wants to. Not if he wants to, if he's ordered to.
Mm-hmm.
He can do poltergeist.
Big job.
If you just suddenly ordered Targs to go out and sweep the front porch, you might not even see anything, but the next thing you know, the front porch would be clean. Oh, I guess you'd see them. These Targs have blinded the Theta beings they're with, and they do love to blind Theta beings. It's where a Theta being has been wrecked that you find a person.
Exactly.
Earth, by the way, had a whole line of oncoming Theta beings that was doing all right. And all of a sudden they had to have a planet to throw these Targ-ridden Theta beings. No drops.
No drops.
Well, I can't find out why the hell this evolutionary scale on Earth. Is that all Targ?
No doubt.
Well, I guess it's Theta. Maybe our evolution on Earth is incredibly fast.
Yeah.
I guess we were... Here was a big point. I wonder if we weren't, as an assembled group, jumped over... How come all this stuff about being put in with the Targs, or the Targs being put on you, is that a Theta ceremony? Whereby a person can have a body?
No,
oh, these Targs, I just get the sensation these Targs would just love to lie like hell about this whole deal.
Big drop, mm-hmm.
Oh, they're just trying to lie all over the place. All of a sudden, this is the one thing you mustn't know.
They would get something on the Theta being, and then the Theta being
right
would come down here to mess you with, and they would just attach themselves to the Theta being.
I guess nothing but Targs were jumped off here.
You didn't get a drop on that.
Well, the Theta being and these six Targs were dropped off, each one in a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
A little drop on that. Ice cube. Operation Ice Cube. No. Oh, boy, this is a big secret.
Were they all packed together and put into a body? Is that...
Maybe that's the punishment of a Theta being that allows itself to become Targ-ridden. Breaks the code. No. That's the punishment of Targs. They throw a Theta being in with them. No.
No.
They're sort of crews. There's a Theta being and six Targs. You got that? Got a drop on that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Theta being and six Targs. First we had one Targ. Way back we had one Targ. Then we had two Targs. We had three Targs, rather. Well, four Targs. Then we had six Targs. At least Targs would never admit that they'd ever been inferior. They are all something. You know, they're struggling for the existence of all Targs on Earth, if they know it. I don't know why Theta beings never come down here and straighten them out.
Do all Targs in the same stone level associated with one another? I mean, is that
here's a thought. Maybe there's no Theta beings on Earth.
No? No, you're a Doppler.
Well, there's a Theta being in every human being, almost.
Yeah. Oh, he's chiefly asleep in most
he's
human beings.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is just a big experiment. Theta beings in suspended animation is what they are.
Well, the big secret is how did the TARS and the Theta being get together into a body down here, right?
They aren't that way elsewhere. Bah. I guess a handy way of disposing of them.
Does the Theta being, has it come to think and consider itself to be a TARS?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That Theta being, I guess, would have considered himself a target, become too closely allied with his crew.
Big
so
drop.
He lost control of his crew, and there's almost a ceremony about it. Listen here, you're no longer a Theta being. You must be, you're a Targ rider, or you're a Targer. You're a Targ man. You're on the same level of your own crew. You're not controlling things. You no longer can conquer.
You're one of us.
Hmm?
There we go. You're one of us. You got a small drop.
What do you mean? The Targ say so?
Targ telling Theta that you're one of us. You're just like we
boy, are. Everybody on Earth does that, don't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There we're getting a drop.
This is typical slave philosophy.
Uh-huh.
Well, how come these Theta beings had to be condemned? I guess they were condemned.
Well, it seems like the Targs would get something on them and then convince the Theta being that they were all wrong and that they had done something horrible, and then the Theta being would, of its own decision, come down there. And then when it got down there, no God.
Mm-hmm. No punishment. It's just that the Theta being would be about the same as the Targ, and in disgust, one of those would be sent down here.
Is there a gradual...
Maybe we haven't got our original Targs.
Right.
Maybe a Theta being would lose these Targs, become very degraded, and couldn't do anything about it. Come in. Couldn't do anything about it, and he'd just get punished by being sent here.
We got a big drop on that.
Lose these Targs. And then you'd select any damn Targ that was lying around. You'd throw this guy in with these Targs and so on, and throw them down here and tell them to work themselves out. There you are. That's the mm-hmm. commander under them. Throw them down here and tell them to work it out. There's six Targs. Here's
Bang.
That's marooning. That's mm-hmm. the piracy of marooning. You give them a bag, a few bullets, a little powder, musket, bag of biscuits, and put them on a desert isle. And that's what happened. They say, all right, here's this guy. They give me six Targs. They say, make a body with him. You're out. Work it out. When you've got it all worked out, you come back up here again, because Theta doesn't control Theta. Theta controls Targs. And when
sure.
you learn how to control Targs, you're all right. Big drops all the way.
All the way on this, sure.
Well, that's the start. Crash. Therefore, these Targs, I've been fighting like hell because the day of their liberty is at end, the day Theta gets well.
Big drops on this last party. They really don't want to let go.
That's why your collectivists are nothing but skunks.
Crash.
That's why your socialist is nothing but a tramp. Well, for God's sake. That's why they consider fascists so horrible. Socialist, for God's sake. There couldn't be one of them who was worth a damn. There could be a level of Theta beings getting together to work out the problem, but nobody can find enough Theta beings that are awake. Well, this is a battle with the Targs. And Theta's winning. Well, I could just feel apathy hitting these Targs all over the shop. Well, you work it out, they said. Goodbye. That was a theta console you hit. Only they gave you just 6 targets, and they aren't necessarily the targets that you had before. You lost them. Maybe you got your own card. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't. Ah, this accounts for one I had one time. There's one of those things sitting there. Oh, it's just a card. No, it's not. Oh, one of those things has come back. Don't pay any attention to it. Skirt snatched away from it. So there you are. For a while. Yeah, now you're running Arslakas?
Mm-hmm.
You're running TARDS. That's what happened to TARDS. That's also what happened to you.
Cool.
That's what happened to the TARDS. Not a plate of
beings. Oh, I see, yeah.
The Theta beings lived in the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a Theta being, and you lived in the joint. What you're, if you did, you're running the history of one of your own TARDS. Big drops all the way along.
Yeah.
So these guys would feel so bad about it. Hey, you can sneak up on these guys and you say, remember this, and this horrible, and so on, and the guy gets a hell of a big drop, you know damn well he's asleep. Well, it doesn't matter what the hell you do to one of these target riders, one of these target-ridden guys. It doesn't matter what you do to a targ. Kill them. Just put them under control. Like last night, go out for a walk. Bang. Mm-hmm. I hear and obey, sir. Dog, no cement. Hey, you.
Yes, sir.
All those tires, go on out for a walk. All of them. Hey, I'm joking.
No, I don't.
What? All out for a walk. Now go walk up and down the road until you call back. Then we'll put you to work. We didn't have it very instructive. All right.